We do have Utah coach Kyle Whittingham online with us. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. I was wondering if you could sort of give us an update on the linebacker competitions and where things stand now replacing those three guys.
Yeah, first of all, it's a complete rebuild at that spot. We did lose our starting three senior linebackers. But we got a good start on that this spring. Sunia Tatioli came out of spring as the clear-cut number one linebacker. And Cody Barton is probably number two right now. And then probably Christian Drews, with what the guys that were taking reps in spring, came out number three. Now, what we're looking for is five. We need a pair and a spare. We play, we used to call ourselves a 4-3 defense, but last year we were in 4-3 16% of the time. So that's almost become a dinosaur. It's almost all 4-2 nickel. And so we've just got to come away with five backers, like I said, a two deep at each spot, and then a spare that can play either spot. And so between those three guys and the guys that we got coming in the summer, the recruits, we got a couple JC guys and a couple high school kids coming in. And so we think we're going to be able to get that solidified, but it won't be until fall camp is probably a couple weeks in before we identify exactly who those five guys are going to be. But to answer your question, we got a really good start on it in spring, and we know Sunia is definitely going to be one of those guys, and Cody Barton looks like he's going to be one of those five guys.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
And your next question comes from the line of Daniel Uthman, U.S. Today.
Kyle, I've seen Utah coaches offering instruction at camps outside your area in recent years. Just wondering, before and after that Division I council vote, what was your involvement in getting your feelings known about satellite camps and their value before and after it went to vote a few weeks ago?
As far as speaking out on it?
Yeah, speaking out or just letting your administration know or Pac-12.
Oh, yeah. Well, our administration knows that we are definitely in favor of being able to continue working satellite camps, and it's another recruiting tool that's valuable to us. But the most important thing about it is, as I've said many times, it gives the opportunity for players that don't have the means to go around and visit other schools, for the schools to come to them and get some exposure and be able to get some coaching and get noticed. And so that really what it's all about is making sure that the opportunities for the players are there and as expansive as possible. And when you take satellite camps away, if in fact that does become a certainty, then there's a lot of kids that will not be able to be evaluated like they would otherwise. And like I said, because they can't jump on an airplane and go to five different camps during the summer or get in a car, they just don't have the resources. And so I'm all for satellite camps. I think I don't see any. Someone's going to have to convince me, give me some logic as to why you shouldn't be able to do it when it's in the best interest of the players, which is all that matters. The only thing that matters is the best interest of the players.
Has Utah tried to work at all or to advocate to sort of reverse that decision that was made on April 8th yet?
Anyone that asks me, I'll give them my opinion. I'm not a guy that goes out and lobbies for things. That's not my style to lobby.
Sure.
And politic, and that's just not who I am. But anybody that asks, I'll certainly give them my opinion. I think there's a pretty strong sentiment in the Pac-12 among the coaches that the vast majority is in the same camp I'm in as far as, not wanting to see him go away.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star 1. And your next question comes on line of Bruce Feldman, Fox Sports.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you about Tyler Huntley. I heard a lot of good things about him. What impressed you from what you've seen so far?
Everything. I mean, the way the guy came in and first of all, his ability to assimilate the offense and absorb it. He's a very quick learner, highly intelligent kid, and it was very impressive the way he was able to grasp concepts and what we're doing, and then his athleticism is incredible. I mean, his quickness in the pocket and his escapability, and he can throw on the run. He makes some throws that are you just don't see a freshman make. And so we're excited about him, and he was impressive enough in spring that we get into fall camp. It's going to be a three-way battle. We got three guys competing for the job in no particular order. He's right there on equal footing with the other two guys, and if he continues to make progress, then he's going to be a guy that may end up starting for us. We'll see. You know, we got the other two guys that are working hard and doing a good job as well, and Troy Williams and Brandon Cox. But you know, very impressed with Tyler and what he was able to do during spring ball when he should still be in high school. You know, he should still be going to, you know, his proms and all that stuff. But here he is at a Division I spring football camp and showing very well.
Thank you.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your next question comes from the line of Yogi Roth, Pac-12 Network.
Coach, what did you see from Troy in the first 8 practices or whatever he was in?
Yeah, he was very good as well. He was exactly what we had hoped he would be. You know, he's more... I mean, he was very polished. His throwing mechanics, his footwork, exceptional. You know, he's got Division I experience, Pac-12 experience at that. You know, from Washington, he's taken Pac-12 snaps, and that's why we recruited him. He's a guy that, you know, with our quarterback situation, we needed a guy that was in the mix that had Pac-12 experience. And Brandon Cox, although he's been in our program for 4 years now, going on 4 years, has very little, if any, Pac-12 experience, and so. He was exactly what we had hoped he was going to be, but unfortunately, it was right at practice 8. I think is when he was went down with the injury, and so wasn't able to finish. And that's too bad because his trajectory was going definitely up, and he was doing some really good things, and probably in the lead at the time he did go down. You know, if you had to say what was the pecking order when he went down, he was probably the guy that was the most impressive through those 8 practices. But he'll get his chance in fall. You know, we're going to go ahead and start from square one with those guys, all 3 of those guys on equal footing again come the fall camp. And so he will get his opportunity. And even though it's unfortunate and the progress that he could have made in those last 7 practices, you know, certainly is to his disadvantage, he can certainly make that up in the summer and in the fall camp.
Thanks.
Okay.
And we do have a question from the line of Doug Holler, Arizona Republic.
Kyle, there's a lot of battles in spring ball over at the starting quarterback position. Does that make it kind of difficult at this point to kind of get a feel for how the South and the conference in general will shape up this year?
Yeah, you know, I think that puts some unknowns into the equation, and you know, I don't know, you know, there's obviously other schools besides us that are in the same situation, but not really concerned about sizing up the South or yeah, I'm just concerned about us right now and trying to get our situation sorted out and making sure we come away with the right guy, but that's, you know, to be a good football team, you got to have a good quarterback, and that's just the nature of the game. I mean, that is the most important position on the field, and very, very rarely do you find a really good team that doesn't have a really good quarterback, and so that's what we're hoping to come away with, you know, in our own competition here at Utah.
Thanks.
And your next question comes from the line of Mike Wilder, Daily Breeze.
Coach, can you say what Williams' injury was? And the second question would be, coaches always talk about quarterbacks improving and making a point during the summer. When you can't watch the quarterbacks during the summer, how do they make an impact on where they are in the pecking order?
Well, to answer the second question, we'll find out pretty quickly in fall camp what they did during the course of the summer.
Okay.
Over the course of the summer, I mean, it's very apparent if you've been working your tail off, and you know, they know what to do as far as even though we can't be there, they know the drills that they're expected to run and be good at, and the footwork, and you know, they've been taught all spring and all off season. So it's not like they don't know how to go about their business, and they can get the receivers together and throw routes and work on timing. There's so much that can be accomplished in the summer, even though, like you said, we can't be there watching it or orchestrating it. But it's, like I said, it's very apparent when fall camp starts who the guys are that put in the time in the summer and who the guys are that did not. And so that's something that never been around a great player that doesn't work his tail off in the summer and make himself better. That's just part of the process. As far as his injury, it's a throwing injury. You know, I can tell you that much. We don't get into specifics, but it's minor, non-surgical, and we're hoping that he will be 100% with the next few weeks here, and we start our summer player development on May 31st, Tuesday, May 31st, and so he is expected to be completely healthy and cleared by then and ready to work with his teammates.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Do we have any additional questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that's it. Kyle, thanks for your time today. I'll see you next week.
Okay, guys, take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, see you.